As dusk approaches, these displaced women pound grains to prepare the evening meal. This family's open kitchen is busy, which means its members will get to eat. But 10,000 of others who have fled the violence have little food or shelter. Inno Umaru returns to her family empty-handed. Her four children will go hungry today.
There's nothing I can do about it. I have no options. But it breaks my heart to see them in such a situation.
Some members of our family are still missing more than a week after the massacres. There's been no contact, nor a demand for ransom. They are presumed dead. Their bodies have not been recovered. Muhammad is yet to overcome his grief. He lost four children and 10 other relatives in the attacks.
They showed no mercy. Women, children, the elderly were knocked down, shot or slaughtered. Children were yanked off their mothers' backs and thrown into fire. All homes and granaries were burnt down.
Zamfara State Governor says the time for negotiations with the criminal gangs is over.
Some of them are pushing for the dialogue. But let us allow the carnatic to go on first. If they were pushed, they will come up with genuine reconciliations. But for now, we are not ready for it.
The conflict in Zamfara began as dispute over land and water resources between farmers and herders. But successive governments ignored the danger signs. It's now spread to most parts of the country, with criminal gangs and even Boko Haram cashing in. Thousands have been kidnapped for ransom, including school children, hundreds of whom are still being held by gunmen.
Many villages like these in Nigeria's north are forced to make difficult choices. Cooperating with criminal gangs results in long prison terms, but helping security forces means death at the hands of the bandits. For many poor, vulnerable families, their reality is there isn't anywhere else to run to.
In December last year, the Nigerian government declared those responsible for the deadly attacks terrorists and says they're committing more troops and equipment to end the bloodshed.
The federal government is all out to do more than what it did before in order to bring an end to this menace. Certainly, these activities of the bandits and the Kualanka.
But that's little comfort for survivors of the massacres in the villages in Nigeria's north, whose priority now is survival while trying to find closure over losses that don't seem to stop. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Zamfara, Northwest Nigeria.